boom, boom. Welcome to Amateur Opinions. Thank you so much for joining us. This is your host, Deuce. Easy's not able to join today, but that's all good. Look, it's been a hectic, 2 weeks preparing for this game week. A lot of things have happened. You know, we've got the Argentina-Brazil thing, people getting, allegedly banned. So that's weird. And we don't even know if they're actually going to be banned. That's the thing that sucks, right? It's not confirmed yet. So we don't know if Rafinha, Fred, and all the Brazilian guys, Alisson, Fabinho, Firmino, Edison, we don't know if they're there. And they affect a lot of things, especially, we've got Edison. If he's not there, that affects, your Manchester City defense. Alisson not being there affects, the Trent Alexander-Arnolds of this world. So it's very tough. It's very tough. But, we move and we see what happens. So, all right, the big storyline is Cristiano Ronaldo. Is he going to start? First of all, is he worth having? Short answer is yes. It's freaking Cristiano Ronaldo, right? So, what are we doing? We don't need to discuss that part. Although there are different options you can go for, because that is a premium forward spot. So the options are obviously Lukaku, Harry Kane, and him. And those are pretty much your, if we're talking above 11 mil, those are your three options, really, realistically. So, it's difficult. I think the biggest problem is we don't know if he's going to start. And Cristiano himself is pushing for a start. So the question is he going to? If Cavani did not exist, he would be a definite starter. Cristiano, that is. But then there's a school of thought of, Sancho, not really playing that well, but this would be the game to kind of get him up to speed, An easy home game. Not easy, but easy-ish. As easy as it gets. And this would be the game to get him up to speed. So you really want him to get up to speed and, full of confidence. Greenwood, undroppable. So that leaves you with Cavani and Ronaldo. Cavani's been training. He was disallowed to go to Uruguay. So it would kind of suck for him not to start. But then also you have Ronaldo now. So it's difficult. I personally have him in my team. If it wasn't for all this, it would be a nailed-on captain decision. But I honestly don't know what I'm going to do. Like, if I have the balls to captain him, it just feels like the occasion is just too big not to start him. We don't know, honestly. It's something I'm going to sleep on for sure. But Callum Wilson is missing for that game, meaning the offense is going to be hampered pretty much. It's going to be Saint-Maximin, but he usually assists Wilson. So it's going to be difficult for them to break through, which is why if you have a United defender, you're in luck. That news really, really does help you. And then moving on from United, obviously, we'll talk Greenwood. He's scored in every game. He won't stop in this one. And it'll be interesting to see what effect Ronaldo has on his game. And then another thing, Heung-min Son seems to be injured and will be missing from this game, which hampers Harry Kane. For me, he'll be out of contention for my spot if Heung-min Son isn't there, just because of their connection and it's a big mess for the attack. Which would bring me into then it's Lukaku or Ronaldo for that spot, as far as I'm concerned. And as we know, Lukaku has a lot of difficult, games coming up. This game is very easy for him. Martinez is out because of quarantine, meaning they have the backup keeper playing for Aston Villa, and Lukaku will feast. Honestly, he will feast. But for the next couple of games, Ronaldo's your guy. Especially if he somehow gets a start tomorrow. Okay. And then we move on to, yeah, okay, staying on Chelsea, as time goes, really, you want to have three Chelsea options, you know, on your team, as, you know, by the time we get to game week 7. Honestly, you want to have, you know, Lukaku, Reece James, or Alonso, and then you have your, you know, either a Mount type of guy. You could easily throw him in there as well, because their run of fixtures is just too tantalizing not to. You know, so that would be an interesting one, you know, because Ronaldo, like I said, he's a guy who's going to score every game, almost every game. Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun couple of weeks coming up. Okay, now if you go on to deciding whether you're getting Jota, you know, if we're talking about tomorrow, then for sure. Because, you know, and Jota's been scoring. So I think, but then people are thinking of Leeds because, you know, United scored 6 against, scored 5 past Leeds. That would be an easy game. Or was it 6? Whatever it was. But the thing is, the difference with this one is it's at home for Leeds. And Leeds at home is just a different animal. If we look at last season, draw against United, draw against Liverpool, draw against Man City. They're a tough team to crack when they're at home. They're different away from home. So it's not as nailed on as you would think, I must say. But I need to decide who I'm going to substitute Heung-min Son for, since he's injured now. And yeah, I'll take a hit for it. I think it's worth it, because I don't even know if I have a worthy sub off my bench. So that's another thing I need to think of, sleep on, wake up to make a decision to. I'm excited for this weekend, man. Honestly, you know, after a long international break, you always want this. Another captain option, Antonio. Antonio has had double figures in all three games. And Southampton, why would he stop, right? I don't know. Why would he? So he's a good option, very, very good option for your captaincy. Because the thing is, if West Ham score, Antonio is involved, pretty much. More likely than not. So that's a decision we'll have to make. Okay, now, if we're talking clean sheets, like I said, United, Chelsea, possibly even Liverpool. Those are, you know, maybe not Liverpool, but those two are nailed on cleans. Leicester, Man City, that's an interesting one. Especially if Edison doesn't play, that would be a bloodbath. I mean, typically Vardy feasts against Man City, but we'll see what happens. Brighton looks good against Brentford. They're a solid team. But again, Brentford, you know, they attack well. So, you know, there's nothing nailed on in terms of cleans there. Wolves has a good run of fixtures coming up. So guys to watch there, I would say, you know, classic Adama. Adama gets a lot of chances, creates a lot of chances. But for me, his finished product just isn't it. So the guy I'm actually looking at is Trincao, to see how he acclimates into the league, you know, with the good run. They've had three tough fixtures, Leicester, United, and Tottenham. They gave United, you know, a run for their money. If it wasn't for Wan-Bissaka, Trincao scores, Saiz, again, you know, crazy save by De Gea. So that's a team to watch, both at the back and at the front, right, or in midfield, whatever. Jimenez, again, you can have a look at him as well. So for me, that's my team to watch for the next couple of weeks. For me, I'm watching Trincao. I might bring him in if he impresses me this week. I'm actually going to try watch that game just to see what's going on and see if he's a real prospect, because I was very impressed against United. Yeah, man. So for me, I think the biggest talking point is Cristiano for next week. After that, nailed on in my team for sure. But yeah, guys, this was a quick one. I'm very interested to see what happens. All the best with this week. Hopefully this episode didn't come too late, but it's here anyway. It's a nice quick food for thought type of episode. So I mean, again, we can look at the Everton guys as well. A nice cheap option is Damari Gray, 5.6 now, I believe, on in the midfield. And then, you know, the classic Calvert-Lewin, he's now on penalties, which is big. But this season is not really that big of a penalty type of season because of the rule changes. So, yeah, that would be interesting. You really just want a guy who will score. That's what you should be looking at primarily, and DCL will. Damari Gray looks very looks like a live wire on the left for Everton. So he's another one that I'll be looking at. Yeah, I might decide to go for, you know, five-man midfield, two-man strike force with Antonio and Ronaldo. I'm interested to see it. Let me know what you guys think. I think, yeah, this is it. These are my amateur opinions. If you like them, you can take them. If you don't, you can leave them. Thank you so much. Peace.